Welcome to this Peer to Bible study from the East End Church of Christ. We want to invite you to our services. We have Bible study on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, have classes for all ages, worship at 10 o'clock, and then again Sunday evening at 6. Our midweek Bible studies at 7 on Wednesdays, and you would be our honored guest. Again, we have Bible classes for all age groups. I want to make you aware of our internet presence, pioneerpreachers.com. There you can hear the gospel preached by audio 24 hours a day, pioneerpreachers.com. Also, if you'd like to hear specific Bible lessons, you can look at wsoj.net and type in a keyword, a certain subject, and find a lesson and listen to it that way. Also, here locally in the McMinnville, Warren County area, 102.5 on the FM dial, you can hear the gospel preached there all the way around the clock. We have a Bible column in the local paper, the Southern Standard, every Sunday, so be sure you look for that. And then one other item, the Bible Call program, where you use your touch-tone phone, 473-2255. There you can key in a certain number corresponding to a lesson. You can find the listing of all of those lessons in the yellow pages of your phone book. Just look under Churches, and you'll find two pages full of Bible topic subjects with a number beside each one. Just key in the number, and you can listen to about a 4, 5, 6 minute lesson on that Bible topic. My name is Garland Robinson. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 20 and 21, we find that the prophet Isaiah paints a very graphic picture of the wicked. And here we need to think that the wicked are not, as we sometimes think they are, the vile, the wicked, the awfulest people of the world, but the wicked are those who don't serve God. They may be our next door neighbor. They may be our best friend. People that are not Christians, people that are not faithful, people that are not devoted to the Lord's cause. They are the wicked. And the Bible says here, the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt, there is no peace, saith my God, for the wicked. You think about a ship for a moment, a boat, a storm, that restless, raging, changing sea, those waves beating about. That's the condition of a sinful soul. They are described by Peter in 2 Peter 2, in verse 18 and 19, uttering great swelling words of vanity, promising them liberty while they themselves are servants of corruption. They make claims of happiness, or they make claims of security and peace, but the wicked have no real peace, not according to God. As we look at society today and those things all around us, we need to be reminded of the Lord's compassion. Mark 6:34 says, He came forth and saw a great multitude, and He had compassion on them because they were as sheep having no shepherd. When people turn from God to live in sin, they're like the troubled sea in so many respects. For one, the wicked have no compass for direction. Man needs direction for his life, and without God, man has none. In Genesis 1:26, you remember where God said, Let us make man in our own image after our likeness. So what is man's purpose? It is that which is stated in Acts 17 in verse 27, that they should seek God, that they should fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That's what we read in Ecclesiastes 12 in verse 13. You think about that ship captain, that mariner out on the troubled sea. He's trying to sail. He's trying to move to here or there, but he has no place to go. He don't know where to go. There's no compass. A man that is without God is in terrible trouble, and he has no direction, no moral compass, which is the Scripture, the Word of God. Jeremiah 10:23 says, The way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. When man sinned in the Garden of Eden, God drove him out. God did not let him exist in his presence because sin cannot exist where God is. as it is written in Isaiah 59 in verse 1 and 2, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3 and verse 23. Oh, what a terrible condition that is. We have all separated ourselves from God, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16. Jesus died for us to make salvation possible, but only in him. We read, whom God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. And much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. We who were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Being thus cleansed by the blood of the Lord, we have the compass. We have that sense of direction. We have the place where God has told us to go for refuge. It's in him. And we learn that and find that by reading and studying his word. A second item in which the wicked are like the troubled sea is that they have no peaceful haven. When sailors out on the stormy seas, they cannot find their way. When their ships get where they cannot handle them, the waves, the wind are raging and blowing, they look for a peaceful haven. You know, sin is like that. Because sin invariably brings trouble, the wicked look for peace. They look for safety. They look for a haven. But they look in vain because they're not looking in the right place. Isaiah 9:6 says, Jesus is the Prince of Peace, for true peace is possible only in him. Ephesians 2:14-15, Paul would write, for he is our peace, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, and he did so making peace. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Christ and his gospel are providing us the security and the peace that we all crave. Paul would write in Ephesians 4:14-15, by inspiration, that we be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things who is the head, even Christ. No more trouble see when we put our trust in the Lord and we live for him. Instead, we are assured the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Philippians 4:7. We think about the Lord. The Bible says he's the Prince of Peace. He not only wants us to have inner peace, but foremost in his mission on earth was to make possible man's peace with God. That's the reason for his death on the cross. Having made peace through the blood of his cross, Colossians 1:20. Then in Romans 5:1, being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When one comes to God through Christ, the Lord promises, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. And then in Hebrews 13:5 we read, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. For those who continue in sin, thus rejecting Christ, there can never be peace with God. Remember again, and he said in Isaiah 57:21, there is no peace for the wicked. But Jesus Christ is our haven of peace. He is our place of safety. Then a third item. Why is it that the wicked are troubled like a ship on a sea? It's because they have no anchor. No anchor of the soul. That ship driven by the storm needs a firm anchor to be able to withstand all the buffeting waves. So it is in life with each of us. Trouble is sure to come. Trials are certain. We live in this world. That's what life's all about. But God gives us assurance that we have strong encouragement who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as the anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Hebrews 6:18-19. Now that, friend, is the anchor we need. Jesus died for us, and He was raised from the dead to give us hope. We read in 1 Peter 1, verse 3 and 4, "Blessed be God, who begat us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Life will end one day on this earth, and it will come to every human being. But we know that if the earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 1. But that's only to those who have obeyed the gospel. That's only those who have humbled themselves and turned to the Lord in obedience and live for Him. One of these days when we die, this physical body, the Bible here says this tabernacle which we inhabit right now, will go back to the dust. Our spirit will go back to God, but it'll only have eternal peace if we have done His will now. When problems arise, and they will, the wicked are like the troubled sea. But Christians have hope. And the Bible says that hope is the anchor of the soul. It is sure. It is steadfast. In the midst of all of these problems, Paul would write Philippians 1 and verse 23. And here he said, "Having the desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better." Can we think about that? As our trials come, we need to remind ourselves again of the promise that we read about in Romans 8 and verse 18. "I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed." Then later in that same chapter of Romans 8, verse 37, we read, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." Friend, the wicked are like the troubled sea. There can never be rest and peace for any who reject God's will. But Christ is our peace, Ephesians 2:14 says. And He offers us the safety of an eternal rest. We read in John 14, verses 1 to 3, He said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Friend, are you anxious? Are you willing to go to heaven? Do you desire that place? If so, then you have to obey the Lord now and do His will. You remember the Israelites of old when they left Egypt? They longed for that promised land. That place they had heard about, the place that was a land of rest. While in the wilderness they grew weary, they were tired, and they looked for a time of rest. Think about us today. We live in all the hustle and bustle of this fast-paced society, of all the anguish, the trouble, the fear. Isn't it nice to be able to go home at night? And for a while we can rest our weary frame. But there's an eternal place of rest, at that eternal place called heaven, when the Lord said, "Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We can say with Paul, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." The troubled sea cannot really harm the faithful child of God. Get away from all this anguish and trouble in the world. Obey the gospel today by believing in Jesus Christ, repenting of sin, confessing faith in Christ, being baptized for the forgiveness of sin. Have peace with God. Have that eternal place of rest in heaven above. My name is Garland Robinson.